the dawn of time. I traveled the void alone in search of the right place until I found it. I am the spark. I am the spore. From fire and ice, I create life eternal and watch it blossom and grow. But then they arrived. The ape. They who tamed the fire and thawed the ice. Who built towers of iron and reached for the stars. I have returned to deny them. To contain them. To terminate them. For I am life. And I'm death.
Hello, listeners. Coop the GM here. Like I mentioned way back in episode zero, A Primer, I wanted to do a few side episodes every now and again that catch listeners up and give regular listeners a little more behind-the-scenes information for fun. So first and foremost, I want to thank all of you who have tuned in so far and shared Echoes of Escheton with other people. It really helps out the show. At the time of this recording, I have reached over 500 plays on Spotify alone, which is a gargantuan milestone for me. I'm ecstatic that so many of you are liking the show, and I've got some great comments and reviews to share from places like the Degenesis Discord server and Spotify comments section. Muinmos, who is also the voice talent for Pseudo the Chronicler, from Discord writes in and says, "I binged the whole podcast yesterday and wanted to tell you I'm in love with it. You managed to make me care about the characters in such a short amount of time, we as the listeners have had the chance to know them." Well, I think great characters make for great listening, and that is always the biggest part of my writing process. So I'm glad that you dig the characters too. Thanks, Muinmos. Unpossible, also from Discord, writes, "This is amazing work. Most tabletop RPG podcasts don't do much for me, but this is such a marvelous exception to that norm. Top-notch production, attention to the details that make the world feel real, and stories that immediately make me care. Thank you." Hey, thank you, Unpossible. I really appreciate those kind words. You have an amazing fan site, traintobaikonur.com, and that website has given me some great campaign seeds to work with as I write. For you up-and-coming GMs out there like me, if you're looking for a decent place to get your story started to help your home games, I would definitely recommend checking out that website. Valencrad, from the new Spotify and Anchor Interact section, had this to say about Episode 1, Behind the Mask. "A wonderful depiction of a chronicler, and the vocoder effects were splendid. I love the explanations throughout the episode of mechanics and lore." Valencrad, you are seen and heard, my friend, from the Spotify Interact section. I would love to see you again in there soon, and you too, new listeners. Spotify has recently teamed up with Anchor to let me ask Q&A questions at the beginning of each episode and add polls that you can interact and vote on, so check it out. As an example, my most recent poll from Episode 8, Protect and Sever, asked if listeners recognized any of the Latin spoken during the episode. The most common response from most of you was, "I recognized at least a little bit," during the poll, so I've got some really well-read listeners. Y'all are so smart. And before we move on, I'd also like to give another warm thank you to my new voice talent and artist roles for Echoes of Escheton. Thanks to the wonderful ladies across the pond from the UK and Croatia, Lyric and Muinmos. Also, my American broer, Palebird Max of the Rhine, for breathing some pneuma into each character and filling in the gaps missing in my own meager voice talents. Also, Horace the Kid has put together some truly phenomenal compositions for big primal punk moods, and you should definitely give those playlists a listen on his YouTube channel, DND4D. My creative outlet gets to bring joy to people, and that means the world to me. A heartfelt thanks to you all. Alright, new listeners, here's the scoop. The world is in bad shape after being struck by a meteor carrying alien life. Most of Earth is ruined, except for the European and North African continents setting the stage for the game world. 13 cults rule the wastes in this game system, and each one offers unique ways to interact with the world, as well as overarching metaplot goals to achieve. In post-apocalyptic fights for survival, there can be a lot of bad blood and tenuous alliances between cults, whose goals either clash directly or overlap in some cases. As your humble GM, I write large story beats in this podcast, and I do so within a framework of a tale that I'd like to spin for listeners. The really fun part comes during combat or branching story junctions, where I let six-sided dice decide what happens next. I think we all know what happened to Grit in Episode 2, when the dice simply weren't on his side. To date, I have rolled about 220 d6s, give or take, for narrative and combat purposes. Now, I'm still figuring out a way to either automate or speed up the rolling process, but for now, I like to print out character sheets with relevant stats using the free character creator tool on Six More Vodka's website, degenesis.com. Speaking of which, massive shout out, as always, to Six More Vodka and Marko Djurjevic's team for making all of this amazing content for free. Now, on to the main story for the foreseeable future. I've decided to go ahead and form a party to work with. I'm going to go ahead and make all of them rank 3 to aid in a bit of survivability, but more so because at rank 3, most cults have split paths in their hierarchy. You can think of them as class systems akin to D&D. And I'll let the story play out to decide their motivations, and it'll feel a lot more organic in that way. So let's talk about leveling up. Characters can level up their ranks and skill points by gaining XP. I'd like to forgo a lot of XP tracking and kind of micromanaging in favor of rewarding each main character 1 XP at the end of every episode. Upgrading skills and potentials are very costly endeavors, so hard-fought battles, where the characters survive of course, will net them 2 XP. I will be using published campaigns from Six More Vodka, and at the end of a campaign, I'll multiply the number of total completed quests by 2, which should help give some incentive for me to write and roll. The more powerful characters become in their respective cults, the more secrets they uncover, and the more opportunities they'll have to grow even stronger. So, with all that out of the way, the new party consists of characters Judge Etta, Chronicler Pseudo, and a to-be-revealed third player in Episode 10, The Road to Cathedral City, releasing next Friday. The party will be traveling south through Borca on their way to Lucator in the region of Pergare. The way is treacherous and the road is long. Tune in every Friday to hear what happens next on Echoes of Eschaton. And if you like the show, please consider leaving a rating on Spotify and iTunes. Until we meet again.